podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
19, 18, 17, 16, 50, 40, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Ever order anything off the TV? Like NBC ordered your show off the TV?
Yeah, no.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me.
Whoa! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Double rainbow all the way across the sky!
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you!
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the bone in your mouth, head turned sideways, pan hit the ground.
And sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel isn't the promised land, it's just New Jersey.
You're looking for a handout, you're in the wrong end of town. Nothing for free over here, you have to work for everything you get.
I'm AvaMarceau.com, the Republican candidate for governor.
I represent the rent is too damn high party. Listen, someone's child stomach just growled. Did you hear it? You gotta listen like me.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you.
And although there's a pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with pop.
You look like a fucking bitch, honey. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
You should just fucking smile and blow me! Because I deserve it!
You are a douchebag. That's right, a douchebag.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they bring their body out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast! Episode fail. 130 fail. Episode 131. Fuck Skype.
Episode fuck Skype indeed, sir.
I'm Tim, the fuck Skype in Tancast.
I am Andy, the double fuck Skype in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I still love Skype. You know, everyone makes mistakes every once in a while.
Bitch.
So
on the day we were recording this...
Check the news? Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in case anyone doesn't check the tech news, we happen to be recording this on the day that Skype decided to shit on itself. Since my in-laws are arriving soon, basically the only day that we could put a Christmas episode in the can for y'all. Thanks, Skype.
This is actually the New Year's episode.
Is it?
Yes, last week was the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. It's going to go up live, I'm assuming, very slightly after Christmas, so.
You fair.
Yeah, today, it's going to be the last one before New Year's.
Okay.
And the last one recorded before New Year's, I believe.
And since none of you can see this, because this is a radio show, not one of them TV shows, Tim and I both have our webcams on, so I got to watch how often I roll my eyes. Or pick my nose. Or masturbate.
Yes, we're using Tiny Chat. Or as I like to call it, Fuck Skype.
It's tiny, and it's chatty.
It is tiny, and also chatty.
Yeah, and also fucky and Skypey.
Fucking and Skypey. Yeah, the next one we record will be after the new year. Oh, and before we get started, I have to do a mea culpa from last week. I shitted all over Cafe Press because I said that they offered that $5 off no strings attached coupon and then didn't send me the shit.
Huh?
Boom.
Holy shit. Dying a Christmas fire.
The dying a Christmas fire greeting card is in my hot little hand. However,
wow.
At this point, it's probably too late to get a Christmas card, so I'm sure a Tancast birthday card is in the works by Future Tim.
All right. Future Tim's going to make that shit happen.
The future!
Future!
So you got that Christmas card for free, yo?
I did.
Not for free.
Thanks, Cafe Press.
Tim got paid for that Christmas card.
No, we didn't get paid.
Oh, okay.
They still said that the money was declined, so we didn't get any commission off it. But I didn't want any commission off a free card.
Come on.
That feels like...
Shit, they're going to shut our shit down.
You got to learn how to work the system, yo.
I'll work your system.
You will?
That's like insisting on anal when the girl is already good enough to sleep with you.
You always got to ask for anal.
Thanks. I wasn't sure if that joke would play.
Asking is one thing. Insisting is another.
You gotta insist. You gotta be like, give it up, girl.
All right. Anybody want to add anything else before we hit the high five?
I don't think so.
All right. It is fitting that Skype failed today because we're doing a high five list. The high five fails or things that sucked about 2010. No, yes, 2010. For a second, I thought I had the wrong year.
Now, was it the original idea things that were good and or things that sucked?
That was until I realized how long of an episode that was going to be.
Because I had a hard time thinking of things that sucked.
Well, think of things that were good and then claim that you didn't like them.
So are you saying you're going to do things that were also good?
No. I came up with some stuff, but I just had a time. I'm like, I don't remember stuff that sucked. Life is all biscuits and gravy over here.
Fuck you, Noah. So technically this should be a low five, but I didn't want to create new theme music. So here is the original high five theme music.
High five.
And
now
it's done.
It was awesome.
See the stupid faces I make.
I was rocking out with my cock out.
But
thank God
Noah's
webcam is not working.
Curses! It should be working.
Who wants to go? Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. My number one, the whole Conan Leno thing at the beginning of 2010.
Was that this year?
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, that was this year.
I'll keep track of these things.
I remember hearing about it when I was in Minnesota for a wedding in January. I was like, what? They're taking Conan off the air? Or it wasn't even that. It was just like they were bump. At that point, the news was just like they were going to bump him back. And then finally Conan's like, fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I was waiting for Noah to say, they is treating us good.
They treating us real good.
There it is. Yeah, that whole thing was bullshit. Mostly it was NBC's fault, but I also think Leno should have bowed out just because... And it's panning out to be that way. He's losing to Letterman, and the first couple weeks he was losing to Conan.
Wow.
Fuck you, Leno. Die in a Christmas fire. I know it's past Christmas. Die in a Christmas fire anyway.
Die in a belated Christmas fire.
Die in a Kwanzaa fire. That's past Kwanzaa.
I was going to say, Kwanzaa's still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess when this episode plops, it will be. So yeah, die in a Kwanzaa fire.
Yeah.
Just die in a fire, period.
Yeah, just die with your big fat chin as... fucking plenty of kindling.
Yeah.
I hope your car
just light
up,
a fire and then lay
fire.
Down in it.
Did you hear Noah?
Yeah.
Your car blows up, one of your cars blows up and you die in a car fire.
That's probably how Jay's gonna go.
No.
Either that or Conan's gonna lose another job and go a little crazy.
Conan should go work Taco Bell. Stick to you. Jay was that shit.
No one's taking this job, bitches. That's it. I didn't like that. That sucked.
Okay. Sorry, just as long as we're on Conan. I don't know if you guys saw my tweets, but my toddler, absolutely. We have been trying, since he started talking sort of a year ago, to get him to say grandma. He will not. He says pop for grandpa. There's a ton of different shit he will say. But when we turn on Conan, he points at the TV and yells, Coco, 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 Coco. Like, basically the entire time we have Conan on. It's like, yes, buddy, I know. It's Conan. You're excited.
That kid loves some Coco.
Mm-hmm.
He is desperately trying to get some chocolate, some hot chocolate, and you will not listen.
Yeah.
I think your child's going to be gay, and he's going to love the black cock.
What? What? Why the black cock?
Coco.
Oh.
Wasn't Coco a chick on Fame?
I don't know. Did she live forever?
I have no idea.
No, she didn't.
Fame! We're going to die real young of AIDS.
That's Rent.
Oh, same difference.
No, that's where everybody already has AIDS. Fame is they didn't know what AIDS was yet, and, you know, they got to pay the rent.
AIDS was coming.
Ironically.
AIDS was coming. All right, next.
Go, Andy, go!
Oh. I was going to stick with a bit of a theme here. So, my first one, Greg Giraldo.
That does suck.
The day the funny died. That sucked ass. And it's kind of like with when Mitch Hedberg died, where like I'll be listening to you know, some sort of comedy short thing, or you know, some mix up of a bunch of different comics on Comedy Central, or I'll be listening to one of the comedy channels on my my XM radio, and Greg Giraldo will come on, and I'll be like, oh, that's great. Hey, I wonder if he's coming to Atlanta.
He's never coming to Atlanta.
Nope.
Unless they put him in a box and ship him there.
Yep.
Or he's there now.
Well, we
you should call the world's busiest. What the Brown could do for you?
I'll tell you what the Brown can do for me. They can knock on my door really loud and scare the shit out of my cats. We've been getting Christmas packages
for
Junior.
For me, they can say that my package left Illinois yesterday and then not give me any more updates. Where's my fucking package?
I was playing that game with a DHL package the other day. Mine was stuck in customs in China.
Bing, 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 bing.
And then just, like, it went straight from stuck in customs in China to in Cincinnati to here in Georgia. Like, it took, like, 5 hours from the time they said it was in Cincinnati to the time that it was, like, at my house. Like, fuck, they handed that shit to the Flash. Like, here's your package, gotta go!
But DHL doesn't deliver it to your door anymore, right? It's a... They do a handoff to, like, the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, you may be right.
I got something shipped from DHL, and they did, like, a handoff. Like, oh, well, good. Close enough.
Look at that shit. That's a different language I'm showing you.
What is that?
Chinese. Those are my nipples.
No. What is in the package?
Oh.
Christmas present for my wife.
Oh. All the way from fucking China?
Apparently. For me, it was all the way from fucking Amazon, but, Amazon's wide-ranging, dude. They're going to take over the world. Eventually,
guys went a little smaller than I thought we were going. I put the economy.
Oh?
Well, you said global or personal, and I was like, well, I guess he means, like, world events. I thought you were going to be like, I stubbed my toe on February 5th. That shit was bullshit.
It hurt. My nail almost fell off.
I got me a burger from Jack in the Box, and I told them specifically no mayo, and they had mayo.
What am I supposed to do with that shit?
Piss me off.
Yes, the economy did suck in 2010.
Yeah. But you know what? The economy also sucked in 2009 and 2008. Greg Giraldo only died the once. Boom. Lawyered.
Yeah, but continued to suck.
Oh, me? No. Or are you not done?
That's all I got to say about it. You know, I mean, it kind of directly affected me. I mean, you know, I still have a job, but, you know, people I know struggling.
Yep.
All right, this one is definitely not going to be on either of your guys' lists. The Riviera Comedy Club in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel and Casino closed at the end of October. That sucks.
Well, I guess I'll have to find...
Because they just started booking me in April of this year.
I got to find another one.
Don't pretend to mark it off your list. That was not on your goddamn list.
I forgot the pen out.
I know, because I can see.
Yep.
So yeah, it was. I mean, it was not only was it a nice club to work, but like all the fringe benefits of like being able to stay in Vegas for a week and then get an unlimited run of the employee buffet with all the root beer and donuts I wanted.
Oh.
And if only Star Trek had still been there, it would have been heaven, because it was right across the fucking street.
sounds more personal, Tim.
Well, it's an actual thing that clothes that anybody could, anybody in Vegas could be affected by.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
I'm telling you how it personally affected me.
You know what sucks, Tim? Geico can't save me money.
Sucks. See, that you could use that if you wanted to, if someone takes one of yours.
I'm not.
Of course, I doubt we're going to be, the rest of us have any global concepts on our list. You know what sucks? Radiation.
I'm against it.
Unless it's treating my cancer, in which case I'm pro. All right. Well, my second one is Leslie Nielsen and Peter Graves both kicking the bucket, making watching Airplane a little sad.
Yes, they both died this
year. Hollywood stiffs.
Yep.
They will be missed. That is from the Hollywood Babylon podcast, Andy, in case you're wondering what we're doing.
All right.
And Tinseltown, not Hollywood.
Oh, whatever. Tinseltown stiffs.
They will be missed.
There you go.
You sound a little Frank Oz-ish there, Tim.
The guy does a really weird voice for that part.
Okay.
Maybe I'll drop it in right here.
Tinseltown stiffs.
They will be missed.
Are you done, Andy?
Yeah, that was it.
Oil spill. Gulf oil spill. That sucked.
You know what? I almost put that on my list, but I decided not to.
Okay. Yeah, businesses being damaged, animals dying, water being polluted. Not good. Not good at all. And then not too long after that, oil rig exploded. I think also in the same Gulf. It didn't spill oil, but it just exploded. I'm like, oil rigs are not doing well this year.
Basically, it's a shitty year for the Gulf.
I think it's time to move out of Louisiana. Sorry, Bryce.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Get out.
That place is not safe.
Go to Alaska. They pay you to live there, and then you can change the demographics. Maybe you can fuck a Palin. You never know.
Oh, you said a Palin?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were going to say penguin. Like, you said, and then you started to cut out, and I was like, wait, is he going to say penguin?
That's always a high point of living anywhere.
Fuck a penguin. Who doesn't want to fuck a penguin? They're so cute with their tuxedos on.
No, it's like, no, sir, penguins are southern.
I have a soft spot for penguins because they're half black and half white.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they love fried chicken. I had a pet penguin for a while, fed him fried chicken all the time. Motherfucker
loved
it.
They love grilled chicken.
Well, the health nut ones do, but you know, the ghetto ones, they love
penguins are hurt
the
conscious ones.
You know what's all right? You know what's kind of weird? They only have grape Slurpee in like the areas where kind of black people are around. I wonder if that's racist.
That's just good marketing.
I don't think it's racist. I think that's called knowing your market.
Exactly.
That's called knowing your shit.
That's called effective capitalism, sir.
Same reason they don't have bookstores in Arkansas.
Boom!
Oh!
Oh!
Is it my turn, or is no one not done?
I'm done.
What other trivial thing has bothered you this year, Tim?
Let me look at my list. Well, can't get more trivial than this. Jersey Shore. It annoys me that it exists, and people watch it, and those people are celebrities. Fuck the Jersey Shore. Fuck Snooki or Bookie or Tookie or Hookie Tookie Hookie, whatever fucking name is, orange tanned cunt. That's right, I broke out the C word.
If you got a chance, would you punch Snooki in the mouth?
No, but I wouldn't be angry at the person who did. I mean, I would say like, hey man, that's not cool.
Hey man, that's not cool.
I wouldn't get out of my chair or anything. I'd be like, hey. I'd do like my old boss did. I'd just be like, easy, and I'd just go back to what I was doing.
And that would your old boss would do? Just easy?
Yeah, we'd be like, I would say something incredibly sexist or racist or both, and he'd be like, easy, and you just go back to what he was doing.
Slow down, pump your brakes. Is that Beard Man?
Yes, this would be Goatee Man.
Oh, Goatee Man. Andy?
My next one is another combo, and this one is Tom Bosley and Barbara Billingsley. Mr. Cunningham and Mrs. Cleaver both kicked the bucket this year.
You are all about the death, sir.
You have a theme of death.
I do.
I think he's worried about his own mortality and the fact that he's not famous.
Well, you know, if I was going to be a slightly more self-centered little bastard over here, I actually would have pointed out the whole incident with me thinking, oh, I might be dying, and going to the hospital and getting all my physicals and stress tests and all the rest of that stuff is one of the things that sucked this year. But nope, I'm going to be even more trivial than that, and
continue with the rest of my theme.
We don't know that's not your number one.
Number one with the bullet.
Oh, no. I've got my number one.
I never watched Leave It to Beaver. I've seen a couple episodes of Happy Days. I understand the social relevance of those shows, but I've never actually watched them.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
I watched a lot of Leave It to Beaver when I was a little kid, like if I was sick over at my grandmother's house. I watched me a ton of Happy Days when I was a kid.
Hey.
I was always really, really surprised and kind of confused that Richie Cunningham somehow grew up to be, you know, this A-list director. I was like, really?
Yeah. Quite a good director. And balding.
Yeah.
I think he's bald. He's not balding.
Yeah. That ship has sailed.
Exactly.
He is bald past tense.
He's got some hair, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the hair on the sides, but like even most bald people keep the hair on the sides.
Yeah, he's got the full Picard.
Oh, is it me?
It is you.
You sucked in 2010?
No.
Oh.
Rich people getting tax breaks? I don't like that. I'm not for it. I think they should pay a little bit more. I got more money.
I agree, but I also agree. But I also feel like, you know, if that's what it took to get other shit done, fine, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it shouldn't have been done. I'm just saying I wish it didn't happen that way. That's all.
Oh, no, I agree with you. But I just felt like the Democrats really over, like, just angry. Just fucking angry at Obama. Like, you spineless fuck. It's like, really? You dare to call Obama spineless after the last 2 years? Suck a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. No, congressional Democrats have got no spine to stand on that one.
But yes, I would like to see I think the rich people should create, who all got a tax break, so should create some sort of get together and create some sort of social service, private industry, to show how awesome the free market is going to be if we leave them untaxed. Either that or hire me to do something. One way or the other.
Yeah,
come on, rich people. Pull your money together. Hire Tim.
Otherwise, you're bullshit. Boom. I've said it.
Yeah.
Oh, he hurt your feelings just now.
I'm a capitalist, but capitalism with no oversight gets you things like the railroad barons and Standard Oil and all of the worker abuses that took place during the Industrial Revolution. So, you know, if the real, absolute, like, hardcore free market libertarians can explain to me what is to stop the huge accumulation of wealth from becoming a huge accumulation of power? Maybe I'll agree with you if you can get over that hurdle. So hop right up on that.
Get up on it. Get up on it like this.
Now Tim's wearing Mickey ears for all the people who can't see Tim, which is everyone hearing this.
Club 33 Mickey ears, bitches.
Ooh,
oh, snap. Fancy. Oops, pal, surprise.
That was something that was awesome about this year, but that's neither here nor there. So,
yep.
My turn?
Yep, number four.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really going in order.
No.
I'm going to say Glenn Beck's rally. Fuck that thing. Fuck Glenn Beck in general.
I will agree with that. Like, Bill O'Reilly is, like, strident, and I think that he's wrong on a lot of things, but he seems like he actually thinks about things. Glenn Beck just lies, like, provably lies, and like just so insistently, and he says things like, well, this is clearly true. No, it's clearly false. And you saying it's clearly true is like a fucking 5-year-old telling you, like, they got fucking broken china at their feet. I don't know. I don't know how this happened.
Hey, this is new.
For the first time in a long time, Tim could see the anger on my face as I did that.
And also, like, not just Glenn Beck, but all the fucking people that showed up. Like, that makes me angry. I'm like, really? There's that many of you who are like, this Kool-Aid is delicious.
Yeah.
Drink it up. Tastes delicious. Grape's my favorite flavor.
Yeah, it's like, even if he says things occasionally that you agree with, if you trust him, period, you're a fucking moron.
I'll sign off on that.
Yeah, that... I give credence to Glenn Beck has become one of my I need to punch you in the face triggers. So, getting back to earlier in the conversation, if Snooki walked up to me and told me that she believed things that Glenn Beck said, I would punch Snooki in the face.
If Glenn Beck and Snooki got into a fight, I would lock the door and never let them out.
What if them back toss weapons had in. A baby? What would you do to that baby?
Then lock the door.
I would herald it as the unholy bringer of the apocalypse.
Would you check its scalp for the sign of the devil?
No, I would join that baby's army. Like, fuck it. It's over. I'm at least going to be on the winning side. Stupidity reigns, people. Get me an ice pick. I'm going to take out one of my frontal lobes.
Nobody? So,
ice pick lobotomy?
It's Andy's turn, Noah.
Oh, wait. Didn't he already do... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, mine was Glenn Beck.
On what you said.
Glenn Beck was...
Gotcha.
Hold. Yes. Loudly.
Let me guess. Someone died.
So the next dead celebrity is a tiny little local celebrity, and probably none of you have heard of him except on Tancast, but Gary Wright died this year, and that was very sad.
Oh. Did we talk about that on Tancast?
I think, bounced off of it very... kind of in passing. I think we kind of glanced off of it. But for anybody who didn't listen to that episode, or we talk about a lot of shit, and it's all trivial. So anyone who forgot, Gary Wright
Dreamweaver.
Not that Gary Wright.
Oh, no, not that Gary Wright.
Just Googled it.
No.
Oh, wait, that Gary Wright's still alive.
Yeah, this is a less famous and more dead Gary.
Which Gary Wright are we talking about?
Our choir director from high school.
Yeah. Oh, he could have sang Dreamweaver too.
He could have, but he was a baritone.
Dreamweaver. I don't know.
Yeah, Gary was just one of those teachers that that kind of sticks with you. Like there are other teachers from high school. I don't think I could remember their names if he held a gun to my head. but like I remember specific shit Gary said to me, and I'm a whole high schooler older than a high schooler.
Jesus, we're so old.
Well, you are too, oldie.
I said we're.
And so are you, Noah. Super, super old.
I'm young.
I remember the first time Gary talked to me.
Yeah?
I was doing a play, and he came up to me afterwards and said, "You have to be in my Vance Choir chamber." And I was like, I didn't sing in this play. What has brought you to this conclusion?
He just wanted to molest you.
And molest he did.
And then you tried out, and you probably knew that you had at least two votes for you.
Yes, as Andy was furiously helping me figure out how to sing the song.
Did Andy count for two votes?
No, I believe his friend... Oh, wait, no. Because your friend wasn't on the choir anymore. He'd graduated.
Well, it was... You're talking
about Joe?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it was the juniors got the votes because it was they were going to be the seniors the next year.
Well, it wasn't until the next year it already started.
Oh, that's right. You were a late addition. That's kind of a freaky ring-ish effective.
Sorry.
You've created
apparently that girl from the movie The Ring is hot.
Naomi Watts? Yes, she is.
Not that one. The one that played like the dead girl coming out of the well.
No, hang on a second. Samara? Let me just think about Naomi Watts. All right, now what?
The dead girl that came out of the well. She's hot.
All right.
Man, she was hot dead. I wonder what she looks like all grown up.
Oh, now...
I will send you a link in the chatty. Oh, is it me next?
It is.
It is
unless
you next.
Unless Andy had more to say about Gary Wright.
Dreamweaver.
Nope.
Great song.
No, I'd punch you in the throat if I could.
No, you wouldn't. Okay. Oh, Gawker getting hacked? That sucked.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Gawker?
It's a website.
Gawker is a series of websites that got hacked and all the people's passwords and usernames were revealed.
Yikes.
Yeah, because they didn't do like any sort of encryption on their storage. Like they just saved the passwords in plain text in the database.
It caused me to get a ton of emails like, "Hey, we noticed that you use this account, this email address associated with Gawker. You might want to change your password." But also actually prompted me to change some passwords.
Yep, which is probably smart.
There was a couple of websites I use, like, just throwaway passwords. And I was like, well, maybe I kind of want to protect this.
Yeah, I've given serious consideration to using the 1Password, strong password auto generator, since I now have a copy of 1Password, thanks to your friendly neighborhood, Noah.
No, I love that. No, I love it. The fact that I can generate strong passwords, and it syncs to my iPhone. And you can set up to you with Dropbox to sync with your iPhone over the air. So... Like, I ran into a couple of occasions where I had updated something, but I didn't sync it with one password on my computer, so I lost that password. I had to reset it. But if you just sync it over Dropbox, then no matter what happens, it's always synced to your iPhone.
That's nice.
And I sent you that guy's a link.
Of Davy Chase?
My picture was hotter.
Tim is so, yeah, correct. His picture was hotter.
Your picture was hotter?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a picture too?
Yeah, right above
can
your
you
link.
See? It's, we're all looking at the same chat room.
I missed it.
Davy Chase?
Let's see.
Has a hot ass.
That's
I don't know
her.
Why this Spider-Man song is stuck in my head.
According to Google Images, which could be wrong.
Yowza. Daddy likey.
Because I remember one time, I can't remember what I was Googling, but it was some chick celebrity, and I got Elton John. Not Elton John with said chick celebrity, just Elton John sitting there. Hey, what's up? I'm Elton John. I'm not a chick. I am a celebrity. One out of two ain't bad.
I'm not hot.
It depends on your who you ask. Maybe somebody wants some of that Elton John ass.
Perhaps. And his little toupee.
So what was yours, Noah?
Gawker.
Oh, the password thing. Right. Sorry. Yeah. It didn't register with me.
Yeah, it didn't. Homo. Go to your origin, bitch.
We're up to number one?
Number one, the bullet.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with numbers gets canceled. That was bullshit.
Yeah, I probably wasn't as sad about that one as you were.
No. Nope. I just figured no one else is going to say that, so I'll go with this one. But I really did like that show, and it was just canceled so unceremoniously that they just had to turn a random episode into the season finale with, like, 2 weeks' notice.
Hey, at least they got one.
Like, all of a sudden, characters get married, characters propose, people are moving. Like, what? There was no setup for any of this.
None whatsoever.
Andy, your beard is epic.
Oh, yeah, my neck beard?
It's very full and luscious.
Look at that thing. It goes all the way back.
Amber lamps.
Amber lamps cracks me up.
Marvel at it. Yeah, I'm going to go one-on-one with Epic Beard Man. We'll see who's got the mightiest beard.
You are ready to move into the mountains.
Yep.
Amber lamps. Somebody call Amber lamps.
We may have a white Christmas. And not just because I'm going to jizz on your mom's ass this year.
Wow.
We may actually have snowfall here in Atlanta on Christmas Day.
Is that not common?
No.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm told that, like, snowfall overall, like, at all, is, you know, hit or miss. Like, you may go a couple of years without seeing anything. And that snowfall with accumulation is very rare. And I guess we've been here... Shit, what is that? Coming up on 4 years now? No, we've passed 4 years. We've been here about 4.5 years. And we've seen a couple of times with accumulation. One time that was actually, like, thick enough to toss a sled down and send Junior down a hill. That was just this last February. What we get on Christmas is probably just going to be like there's snow in the sky and there's no snow on the ground, but still, it's you know, on a technicality, we've got it.
Is this your sucky thing?
No. I'm just simply mentioning the fact that we may have a white Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I've got the beard for it. It's gonna hold my warmth in. Look at that. Stroke it. You know you want to. Soft like a kitten.
What is your sucky thing?
My last sucky thing? Dick Cheney. He had another heart attack in 2010, and fucker's still breathing.
Really? I thought that was the tail end of 2009.
Nope. 2010. I double-checked it.
Ah. Limbaugh
had,
also had... No, it was Limbaugh the tail end of 2009.
Yes. Yeah, because I remember tweeting that that he could have gotten it under the wire of the celebra apocalypse.
Someone
needs
great to call
celebrity
him some amber lamps.
2009. Yep.
Yes. Fucking Dick Cheney. Fuck him.
Zone is on to me.
Yep.
I guess.
My number one suck for 2010 is airport scanners and the fondling that goes on.
Have you had to fly since those have been in place?
No, it's just sucky all around. It's sucky for the people that got to do it. It's sucky for the people that got to do it because everyone hates them. And it's like, I've been at that point where you're like, I have this job, I need this job, I need to make money, I don't want to do this anymore, then you want to do it, but can we just move along and just do this?
Look, I don't want to be here, you don't want to be here, but we got to do it, let's just fucking get it done.
But yeah, and it just sucks for the people that have to have it done, like, you know, the little kids that have to get fondled up, like, oh, that is not a good experience for a little child.
Sure it is.
It just prepares them for life, huh?
Exactly. Life's going to fondle you, and now so's the TSA.
But yeah, I mean, I was reading a blog, and people have no sympathy for the people, the airport security. I'm just like, you know, I mean, it has been that extreme, but I've had the sucky job where you have to do the sucky shit that you don't want to do, And you're like, you know what? I just need the job. I just want to finish the day. Amount of fuss.
Fair enough.
And there we go.
Honorable mentions?
I don't have any.
I got two. The Republicans blocking Obama just for the sake of it, which was, I guess, partly this year, but partly last year. I mean, it's been since he's been in office. And also the whinification of Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith was once a great comedy icon, and this year he has just whined and complained to the point where I'm about 50-50 with him. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear the new Smodcast. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, here comes Smodcast.
Tim is so hot and cold with him.
What's he going to complain about now? Brr, brr, I'm fat, got kicked off a plane. Brr, brr, brr. And yet, in the same breath, refused to eat vegetables. Like, listen.
He keeps teasing that he's going to go on a diet, but I have not heard any more from that.
Exactly. A diet, well, what's his prerogative in front of him?
The posters for Red State, they do not give me hope that's going to be a good movie.
I'm not even worried about it.
Are you not going to even see it?
Not unless someone comes out and goes, holy shit, Red State blew my fucking mind out the back wall.
Not even on DVD?
Oh, maybe then. Maybe I'll Redbox it. Which sounds like a dirty way to talk about having sex with a woman on her period.
Mm-hmm. I Redboxed it.
Yeah, I Redboxed it. Oh, you dog!
I can only have it out for one night.
You filthy, filthy dog.
Hey, if we're going to call that Redboxing, can we call analingus dumpster diving?
Absolutely.
I just made that up.
I like it.
Now I want to make it a thing. Help me. Help me make that a thing. Tancast listeners, dumpster diving. That's ass to mouth. Not pull out of ass, stick cock in mouth, but like physical connection, like the Human Centipede movie.
I have to admit, I am very surprised and pleased with how often I've seen Tancast listeners use Tancast phrases in their own tweets. Like, I've seen you're doing it, die in a Christmas fire, fuck, there was a Noah-ism I saw. Ah, I can't remember. I think I've even heard I've even seen pigeons used, like, in referring to someone who's lying. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys are awesome. No, it was sweet and sour baby Jesus, that's what it was. Nice. Which isn't a Noah-ism, but I heard it used. And, like, it wasn't even like, hey, nudge, nudge, I'm talking about Tancast. They were just upset about something, and they wrote sweet and sour baby Jesus. And I was like, you go. I don't have any of your names, so this is a pretty shitty shout-out, but, you're doing it.
Well, in fairness, I have picked up, I'm like 98% sure that it was Princess Edamame's use of toddler to refer to a child.
Ah, yes. Yes, it was. It was Princess Edamame.
I wanted to leave myself that 2% just in case I was completely head up ass on that one. Which happens. I'm not always right. I'm just always fucking right.
Wow. We haven't even been recording for an hour.
Wow.
Or have we? Is my shit wrong?
Nope, your shit's right. It's just, it feels like longer because,
of the pre-show?
You know, fuck Skype. Yeah, because it's now 12:17 and we started this at 1:30. Well, 1:45.
You're doing it.
Yes, my time.
Did you have any honorable mentions there, Andy?
Holy shit. Let's see. Rue McClanahan, Gary Coleman, Corey Haim.
Gary Coleman was this year?
Yep. Oh, Zelda Rubinstein, or Rubinstein, whichever one that was. The short little lady, she went into the light.
From Poltergeist?
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was the princess.
Stay away from the light, Carol-Ann.
Jeff will probably not miss her.
Did that movie freak him out, or does he just dislike her voice?
He dislikes short people in general.
He didn't like midgets, and she was kind of midgety.
Yeah. She was tiny. Oh, and Dennis Hopper. Forgot about Dennis Hopper. I mean, tons more people died. That tiny little list probably... I'm sure basically every village in Afghanistan lost more people than I just listed off, but I don't know any other names, so I can't mention them.
You should watch The Morning Show. Is that the show? There's some show where they list off people who have died. Well, not just people in the army that died.
Oh.
Not people in the Afghan village.
Yeah, I was talking about like actual Afghani civilians getting caught in the crossfire, dying of starvation, whatever. Things like that.
Whatever people like... I complain about stuff here. I'm like, at least we're not having a war in the middle of our town.
Ugh, yeah.
Like, that would just suck.
There are times where, man, like, stuff frustrates me, or, you know, like, I start to feel a bit overwhelmed with life. And I stop and think about it. I'm like, I am an English-speaking, middle-class, white male
American at the beginning of the 21st century. To date, that's like the lotto. I'm like a 1 in 1 million chance of landing that role. You know, so even if I go through with my entire life feeling like I'm, you know, an unnamed supporting character in someone else's film, yeah, at least I'm on camera. Oh, Tim just flashed us some awesome.
My
it
cock.
Was his penis. Well, it was cock adjacent. the delay that this the tiny chat, which is also called Fuck Skype, introduces is rather amusing. Because when I referred to that picture as cock adjacent, it took a second for Tim to give the little like shrug of the shoulder, half nod. And another second for that image to come back to me. So it's like I'm done talking, silence and lack of motion, and all of a sudden Tim reacts.
Want to throw out some New Year's 10 laughs?
Sure.
Should all your good jokes be forgotten and need a funny line? Then turn up this podcast, my friends, because it is 10 laugh time.
I just happen to have one open. I can start reading if you guys don't end up having any. I just figured we could round the show out. I had intentionally skipped 10 laughs because I thought the top 5 was going to take longer than it did, but we didn't babble as long as we normally do. Yep. You're welcome, listeners. Imagine after we edit out all this blank space of delay how short this show's going to be.
Oh, dear.
All right, so these are the 10 laughs from Thomas that we got a while back, and I read some of them and was going to save them for some of them for later. Well, now it's later.
Flash crashed. Tim and Noah can't hear me saying any of this.
I haven't spoken to my wife for 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her. Oh. Nailed it. Scientists have discovered a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive by 90%. It's called wedding cake. Did we lose somebody? We lost Andy.
Andy?
Yep.
We lost the moderator of the room. He's back now.
I'm back. From outer space.
He's gone.
Well, you missed a oh, he's gone again.
Well, he's back.
No, I was just fixing so it would actually use my camera. Ah. Yeah, Flash crashed.
Oh, Flash and your crash. Why would you crash, yeah. Flash?
Thank God I'm using the Firefox 4 beta, so it didn't take the whole browser down when it went.
Nice. Let's see.
That's a Mac feature, by the way, the need to have Firefox 4 for that. Firefox 3.6 did that for Windows.
Boom.
That's how we do it on Windows side, son.
Yep.
So I was in the middle of some anti-marital jokes.
Yeah, I caught the tail end.
Why do men die before their wives?
Because they want to.
Exactly. Are you reading it along with me?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a guess.
Nope, that one's just guessable.
A man inserted an advertisement in the classifieds, or Craigslist for this generation. It said, wife wanted. The next day, he received 100 letters, or emails. They all said the same thing. You can have mine.
Wah, wah, wah.
And lastly, women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they are beautiful. Although, in fairness, I did meet some hot bald women one time. I think it was only one bald woman, but she was fucking hot.
When was this?
This who?
When?
When? It was at the Punchline a long time, San Francisco Punchline, for those of you who are not in the area. It's a comedy club, and they were just sitting in the back, and I was like, God damn, that bald woman is hot.
Well, what was so hot about it? Just nice body, nice face?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
had a bubbly, bald personality.
You should have asked her if the carpet matched the drapes.
I was single back then. I should have said something.
She scorched the earth.
I guess at that point it would have been, what, do the, does the tiling match the shutters?
I was getting insurance quotes today, and the guy was asking me information about my wife, but he goes, and what's the boss's name? I'm like, the boss? He goes, yeah, you know, the wife. I was like, oh, haha, you're funny.
Not clever.
So you're like, the boss's name is fucking Noah. That's what his fucking name is.
Bitch.
The boss's name is My Johnson.
All right, I got a joke.
He always knows what time it is.
Do it.
It's from Dean. This is the other joke he sent us last time. I split up, because that's how I do. A contractor is being led by a homeowner through the posh second floor of her mansion. She describes the color scheme of each room. In the guest part, I like soft sky blue. The contractor rushes to the window and yells, "Green up, green up!" The woman continues, "In the hallway bathroom, I like eggshell color." Again, the contractor yells out the nearest open window, "Green up, green up!" Unfazed, she continues, "In the guest room, I like a dusty rose color." As before, the contractor leans out the open window and yells, "Green up, green up!" Finally, the woman asks, why is the no matter what color I describe, you keep yelling green up to your workers? Sorry, explained the contractor, but I'm having a bunch of
You should have read ahead.
Yes,
and picked a group.
I should have. Sorry, explained the contractor, but I'm having a bunch of honkies put in the sod for your lawn.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not? It's an insert group to be slandered here.
Honkies know which side the green goes on. It goes brown down, green up, and then brown people right over it mowing it.
Yikes.
Okay. I almost read it. I was like, insert group name. I'm like, oh, shit.
That would have been funny if you did read it that way. Insert racist remark here.
This is a choose your own punchline joke. Turn to page 12 if you want to insult niggers. Turn to page
at the sound of
5 if you want to insult Hispanics.
At the sound of the tone, yell a racial slur.
I think there's a whole generation that won't get that joke. Probably not listening to this show, but in future people listening to this show will be like, "What's a choose your own adventure book and why is he turning pages? I have this Kindle that I just press buttons."
My favorite Choose Your Own Adventure book, it gave you hit points. It's like you kept track of like hit points. Like you lose hit points when different stuff happened. I was like, this is amazing.
I think I read one like that.
And that would cheat.
Man. I think everyone would cheat. But I'd keep like finger, because I don't want to go all the way back to the fucking front of the book and have to step through all the bits anymore. So like if I was making a decision, we're like, oh, I want to revisit that one. I'd keep a finger on that page and flip to the next page. I usually wound up reading those books with, like, both of my hands just crammed into different places in the books, and then trying to remember which finger to go back to next.
Nice. Why wouldn't you just keep the last one that you took the split off of?
Because I would be like, oh, I'm going to revisit that one, and there'd be another decision to make.
Oh, so you wanted to, like, know every this one too. Possible option.
Oh, yeah, I would do that, too.
Now they got paper.
Yeah, you ever try to read those things out of order? Like, you're reading something that's, like, you know, you take off in your rocket ship, and then you just turn to a random page, and it's got you, like, in a chamber underneath the Sphinx or some shit like that. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. How did we get to Egypt from outer space? Flip through the rest of the book. There is no mention of Egypt anywhere else in the book. I swear to God, they had pages in there where it was impossible to get to.
Interesting.
No? Just me? All right. Fuck me, then.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'll probably agree with you when I edit. I was reading something. Sorry.
Okay.
Fuck me? No, fuck you.
So when everyone hears Tim cut in with a totally different, like, audio volume, yes, Andy.
Yes, Andy, I totally agree with you.
That's going to be really annoying for you to edit later, Tim, because I know I just redlined the audio there.
Oh, that's not a problem. We have an automatic audio
levelator.
Fixer, dealy bada.
Leveler-matic. Yep. All right, so this 10 laugh comes from Mike. I'm using it because it was the top one on my list, and I'm lazy as hell. And the dude's got a weird name in it. That also appeals to me. Thanks, Mike. McGurkey walks into his local pub with a big grin on his face. "What are you so happy about?" asks the barman. "Well, I'll tell you," replies McGurkey. "You know, I live by the railway. Well, on my way home last night, I noticed a young woman tied to the tracks like in the movies. I, of course, went out and cut her free and took her back to my place. Anyway, to make a long story short, I scored big time. We made love all night, all over the house. We did everything. Me on top, sometimes her on top, every position imaginable." "Fantastic," explained the barman. "You lucky guy. Was she pretty?" "I don't know. I never found her head."
I had a friend in college tell me that joke.
Yeah, I think we've all had a friend in college tell us that joke, but still love it.
Was yours a hot chick?
By the way,
mine was a hot chick.
No, probably not.
So I sat enraptured at everything she said. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, as we men often do.
Went out with her on what I thought was a date.
That gal who'd been tied. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, no, that, oh, yeah, I was agreeing with you, not the fact that we keep trying to talk at the same time.
Oh, no, yeah, I agree with you. The fucking delay is annoying.
Yep. The poor unfortunate girl who'd been tied to the railroad track in that previous joke, she could have used that anti-necrophilia spray.
I thought you were going to say it was Sarah Palin, so it has a happy ending.
All right. Now here's a question. One of those deep moral conundrums that TanCast is well known for, far and wide. Sarah Palin, would you still hit it headless?
No, I wouldn't hit
no.
it with the head.
No? Okay.
No. I don't think there's anybody I would hit headless. I'm not into fucking dead things.
What if they weren't dead, though?
I think everyone always says, like, oh, man, that girl's a 10. That girl's a 10. I think there's got to be a level beyond 10 because 10's getting overused. I think I'd hit that headless is the new. that is the apex. That's the she's dead and just bleedy stump at the top, and I could still push past that.
What if we were in Bizarro World where bodies didn't need the head to survive?
Well, if we're in Bizarro World, then I'm sure there's Bizarro rules where that's not a social taboo, so let's hit it.
But what if one of those all Bizarro right. people came over here and lost their head?
You know, if that was actually, if that was socially acceptable in that Bizarro World to fuck headless but non-dead chicks, I think everyone with a butterface would be having serious cranial accidents, shall we say. Like, man, she's got a hot body. Well, like, I got a baseball bat. We can fix that. Let's take that noggin right off, and she's going to be the most popular girl in school. That's like the ultimate in plastic surgery.
Like that one chick at the club in San Francisco. No one knows what I'm talking about.
We can't fix that fucked up grill, but we can take it right off.
Disgusting.
Oh, he's not backing me up, but he knows what I'm fucking talking about.
Sorry, what did you say about the club in San Francisco?
But that I said that would have happened to that one girl in San Francisco at the club. She big ass titties and hot.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
I was
Jesus Christ.
And this is the one you guys described to me as she turned around and it was like.
that girl knew how to work it, though.
Yeah, she still had dudes all over her.
She knew what she was working with. She's like, I got big ass titties and these are what I'm working with, so I'm going to almost expose them.
Am I gone?
Nope, that was Noah just cut out.
Oh, okay. Well, let's pretend he said something funny and we didn't hear it. Oh, Noah.
Oh,
you're in court.
Hilarious.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Silly Negro.
Chicks are for trigs. What? What'd I say?
Kicks are for trids.
Ah, that makes no sense. Oh, that's the end of a joke.
Yes, it is.
But that's not what I said, though. I just said random things. Just words came out. Words, words, words.
Yep.
Conan O'Brien said words, words, words the other night.
Conan's stealing my shit. Well,
first
I guess technically your shit.
First that what's-his-head guy, now Conan O'Brien. People are hopping on board the TanCast train.
Choo-choo.
Woo-woo.
Choo-choo.
Really not. No. Well, I imagine it is quite late for Mr. Andy, so I assume you're ready to wrap this up.
Thank God I don't have to work tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. I just have to clean my whole fucking house tomorrow before my in-laws arrive from California.
Tim, do you need the file now?
It's going to be a fun
day. Why, are you going to bed?
Well, yeah, I usually go to bed with my wife. She likes me to go to bed with her.
At 9:30?
Pussy.
Yeah, she goes to sleep early.
Pussy.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah?
You're capable of doing the math, right, between your time zone and my time zone?
Yeah.
My toddler has a later bedtime than you do.
It's not me, it's my wife. She's got work tomorrow. What the fuck are your toddler going to do? Shit and eat.
Are you going to bed of your own volition, or are you going to bed because your wife likes it when you go to bed at the same time as her?
Just like, because I want to make her happy.
You have a bedtime. You have a bedtime.
No, I don't have to. I choose to.
You have a bedtime.
I choose to, because I want to make my wife happy.
Bedtime!
I don't tell my wife, fuck you, you're an idiot.
Have you stopped recording yet?
No.
Me? No.
No, I couldn't hear you.
Now.
Great. I was like, we haven't officially signed off yet, and then you stopped recording.
Lovely.
Well, that was it. Fuck Noah. Happy 2011, everybody. Lick my nuts. Fuck Skype. Fuck Skype way
Noah's
before Noah,
big
though.
Fat pussy. Noah had to run off to bed. He had to go brush his teeth and then clean behind his ears.
He put on his feety pajamas and grabbed his teddy bear.
You know, the feety pajamas that have a little button-down booty in case he's got to make boom-boom in the middle of the night.
Ah, no one can hear you.
No, just make sure that you turn your little poo nightlight on so you don't get scared.
Goodbye, everybody.
Happy 2011, everyone.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of TANcast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official TANcast store at cafepress.com/TANcast. You can find a link to it at TANcast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official TANcast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on TANcast. TANcast.
Hold on. Gretchen wants to leave.
Ugh. All right.
Out, Gretchen. See? I cast thee out.
Hadouken.
There she goes.
All right. Did you throw her out like a sonic boom?
Sonic boom.
Wow. Tim's doing extreme close-ups right now.
Sonic boom.
That was killing time.
This has got to be absolutely fascinating.
This has got to be edited out.
Okay. You know what kind of just amused me, Tim?
What's that?
You and I are going to be reminded of exactly how much we fidget with things while we're recording TANcast. Because
like,
you'll be able
wait.
To see every stupid thing I pick up off my desk.
At least my toy gun isn't here, so you can't go click, 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 click,
click, click.
Would you stop that?
I thought that was Noah for a second. I was like, that was a pretty good Andy impression. Oh.
That was actually Andy doing his Tim impression.
Is that silly putty?
Sorta.
All right.
It's not so silly putty. It's serious putty.
Gamble, 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 die.
What the fuck?
Used to make me think of that gamble, 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 die.
I have no idea.
Hello,
what the
listeners.
Fuck you're talking about.
Enjoy the brain hemorrhage you just enjoyed. There was a show. What was that show called?
It was the big podcaster guy now.
Adam Carolla.
The Man Show, right?
It was Adam Carolla's show?
I think it was Adam Carolla.
Wow. Noah said big podcaster, and I just took a swing at it.
Well, he is like, isn't his like the most subscribed to podcast?
Yeah, and that's why I just took a swing at it.
I don't think it was the Man Show. I think it was that Kinderhosen or whatever that show was. I think it was on MTV or maybe Cartoon Network.
Oh, Wondershosen.
That's the one.
Oh.
And it was, anyway, it was little kids being sent off to interview people at the racetrack, and there were a lot of them were really old people. And one, this kid is like, hey, I can do an impression of you. And the old guy's like, oh, really? Go ahead. And he's like, okay, here it goes. Gamble, 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 die.
Oh, that totally could be Man Show, though, because they used to, like, they had some fucked up little kid who was awesome, but fucked up.
But there was, I remember there was a lot of these kids in this particular skit.
That's probably Wondershosen, then.
Boom. Goes the dynamite.
Let's find out.
I'm finding out, actually.
Yep, I think it was Wondershosen.
Mm, 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 mm. The